단상이 들으셔야 됩니다.
Are you busy, Harry?
Not right now.
Okay, good. Kind of.
It's been a long time.
Right. I kind of missed your voice. So how after this is first our conversation right after your trip, right? Business trip to
probably.
Where did you go? Where have you been to this time?
India.
Right.
So Delhi.
It's
been a long time because we need to transfer at Singapore.
Oh, you need to. There's no direct flight.
No, there's direct flight, but we don't have the time to take it.
Ah, so. I see. So you had to stop by at Singapore. Did you stay overnight at Singapore?
Not overnight.
Okay.
Just 4 hours okay. But they give some kind of short city tour.
Around city tour.
Yeah.
Okay, good. And then you've been to New Delhi. How was the weather there?
The weather is so hot, but it's not humid there. It feels not that hot.
I see.
But after you working an hour or 2 hours, you'll feel some stingy
right.
skins because you're there's so many salt.
Ah, really? I see.
And because the sweat is so dry so fast. And
right.
the salt remained on the...
Oh, that's good. At least it's not humid like Korea summer.
Yeah.
It's like too, what you call
about
it? Sticky.
40 to 45 degrees.
Wow. Did you have trouble understand East Indian people? Like the way they speak, did you have trouble understanding their language? Well, the way they speak English?
Oh, they speak English.
But the pronunciation is probably they have they try to speak like this, right?
So
sometimes right, you have to be very careful when you're listening to it. But
I need some time to adjust there.
Right. Then I guess if you live there about 6 months, you become like them, one of them. So you probably speak I swear nice to meet you. Right.
Yeah.
Kind of funny, but I guess if you're a businessman, you have to understand Chinese, Korean, Chinese English, you know, Japanese English. I think the
I've been Singaporean for sometimes, but they sound like Chinese, but they speak English.
right, funny, but Chinese English is nothing. It's probably because they're. Grammatical like orders are same, so they speak pretty good grammar and the language is okay.
But
the worst thing is Japanese English. Wow, I had trouble communicating with one of my friends who was an exchange student from Japan. So I had to talk to him. I had to speak Japanese. I had to write, you know, like Chinese character. And then show it to him, and he would guess my meaning. It was really difficult. I couldn't understand the word that he said. Anyway.
But this day is our generation. Do not know about the Chinese too. So we cannot communicate with the Japanese.
Oh, really? Right, probably, right. Right. A lot of people don't have chance to use Chinese character. I don't know, cause my Chinese character is about, you know, middle school first, when I was immigrated to Canada when I was first year, right? So my Chinese character, you know, is levels just about that. So I had to guess most of them. and I had to draw them, not writing them.
Right.
So once my daughter was born, I had to go to the crew office or dong office, dong samuso, to report to report my for birth date and that she was born, right? So I had to get a birth certificate from dong samuso, and I had to write her name in Chinese character. And the officer kind of laughed at me.
Because
I had to draw them and then size of three letters were all different. So he goes, you didn't grow up here, right? And then I go, yeah, I'm a Mikuk 사람. That's what I told him, right? Mikuk, I'm Jaemi Kyokpo. Said something like that, because I was very ashamed. Anyway, I had to learn how to write those. Good to have you back. And did you know that this month is our last month? Are you working on 29th Monday next week?
On 29th? Not sure.
Oh, right. Because many people are planning to get a day off that day, right?
Yeah.
I told me it's a sandwich day. Anyway, so if you don't work on Monday next week, Wednesday this week is going to be our last class. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
You are probably happy.
I think it's the second time we talk in this month, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But it would be, next month will be a lot easier for you. No one to bother you after lunch hour. Anyway, the last report is due next Wednesday, election day.
Mm-hmm.
So and we have probably I'll call you Wednesday to say goodbye.
Do you also have a right to elect?
I don't think so. No. And I don't want to. I don't know who my representative or candidates are. I'm only concerned about the mayor. Election. I wonder if Ms. Kang will win or Mr. Oh will win. I don't know. So my focus is there, but I don't know. I don't care about who
it's
you want.
For me too. Yeah. Just.
But are you going to vote?
Not sure. Yeah.
Right. Some people say definitely not.
Nothing else.
To do. Right. That's not good. If you're a citizen of this nation, you have to vote.
Actually, I have the first right this time because I just moved to Seoul. So.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
I see. Okay, so we'll we'll see. Did you decide who to vote? Which person to vote?
Kang.
Kang? Okay, right.
I do not know even the name of my black.
Right. You don't know, right? Cause not they. I know they say if you walk by subway and walk around your neighbor, they say hello, my I am number one representative. They say those things, right? But they don't say what their policies are. So, I remember their names and face, but I don't know what they stand for, what their policy is, so difficult to vote it. Yeah. Anyway, I'll call you Wednesday. Happy to have you back.
Yeah, happy to call you.
Right. Okay, anyway, you have a good day. The weather is kind of spooky today. Hope it doesn't rain. Okay, bye-bye, Harry.
Yeah, see you.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.